Decluttering is one of my biggest goals this year, just getting rid of all the things that are taking up space in my house and in my mind that are no longer serving me or my family. I want to be able to walk into every room in my house, open every closet and every drawer, and not feel overwhelmed with stuff or that things are just going to fall on top of me. I want to know where something is when I'm looking for it, and I just want space to breathe. Going back to yesterday's quote, the state of your home is a reflection of the state of your mind. When I feel like there's just too much stuff around or piles are starting to form or I open a closet and things are just in disarray and it's almost like that coin game at the arcades where you add the coin and that one coin knocks off a bunch of other coins off the shelf, except in that game you actually want to knock the coins off. I don't want everything to fall out of my closet, which I guess is more like Jenga when you think about it. You have to add something to the top of it and it might topple over, or you might have to get something from the middle and if you pull it out, everything else on top might fall. So today's episode is all about cleaning out your closet, specifically your bedroom closet, because it's the hardest. But I promise you, you will feel so much better when you are done, and it will probably motivate you to do the same in your kids' closet. And before you know it, you'll start decluttering everywhere and you'll just feel so great walking in your house. And if you're thinking about decluttering your closet and one of the first things that comes to mind is that you don't have time to even think about it, let alone do it, then you're wrong. You have the time. You're just not organizing your time and prioritizing your needs. If you invest in my 1 month coaching package, one of the first things we do is we create space in your schedule for all the things that are important to you, including your goals. It's blocking out that time to work on projects like decluttering. So if this is something that you think you could use help with, book a discovery call with me today. It's a short call where you tell me what's going on, what you're struggling with, and I walk you through how I can help. No commitment, just the chat. You might even walk away with a tip or two to get you started right away. The link to book your free call is in the show notes, or you could check out my website, Mom Wife Career Life, for more info. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work? With time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first, because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. I walk into my closet and it does not make me happy at all. I look around and I see a whole lot of clothes, but nothing that I love. It's cluttered and it's messy. It used to be a lot worse, but I've been trying to declutter bit by bit, like the obvious stuff. But this episode is about doing the real deal declutter. It's about getting rid of the stuff that has been sitting in your closet that you haven't worn for probably years at this point, but you have some weird emotional attachment to it for whatever reason. Maybe it's that you have hopes that you'll fit into it one day again, or you paid a lot of money for it, so you feel like getting rid of it would be a waste. But whatever your reason is, it is wasting real estate and causing you more stress by having it in your closet. That constant reminder that you need to lose weight or that you spent so much money on it. I promise you and myself that we will feel such a weight lifted, so much lighter and happier when we look in our closets once all of those things are gone. You are going to need a pen and paper for this one because there are a lot of tips and a couple of subcategories, but I promise you, if you go through this step by step, it will take the guesswork out of it, keep you on task, keep the process more efficient, and you'll be done and feeling like a huge weight is lifted off your shoulders before you know it. So let's jump in. Number one, dedicate the time. As working moms, your time is precious. Schedule a block of time in your calendar right now when you can focus solely on this task without distractions. It could be a weekend or a couple of evenings during the week, but give yourself hours for this process. This is not something that you want to start and not be able to finish in the same weekend. Ideally, you want to do it all in the same day, but it's a big project, so you can do it over a couple of days. Number two, make a plan. Look at your closet, look around, top, bottom. Do you need anything to help you organize your closet? Maybe new hangers so they all match, or different types of hangers, maybe shelf dividers, bins, a back of door shoe rack. Maybe you have shelves and you just want to spice them up a bit with some shelf paper or resurface them with a pattern contact paper. Or maybe it's all there and you're just not using it correctly. So visualize how you want your closet to look and function. Do you want it to be more organized with easy access to your favorite items? Keeping that vision in your mind will motivate you throughout the entire cleaning process. I promise. Number 3, gather the supplies. Get everything you need before you start. Get the boxes for the clothes, a trash bag, storage bins, all the things you bought to make it cute and organized, some cleaning products. Get it all out. You want to have it all right by you so you can bang this out and not have to go look for something, wasting time, and then end up getting distracted by a shiny object. Story of my life. Step 4, empty your closet. This is taking everything out of your closet. Lay it out in designated areas such as your bed and the floor. This will allow you to assess each item individually and makes it a lot easier to decide what to keep, donate, or trash. Number 5, start cleaning. You're going to wipe down every surface, every shelf. You can even Swiffer the walls. I did that the other day in my hallway, and I was honestly surprised and a little grossed out at the dust on the walls that you really can't see, but it's there. You can vacuum the floor too, or if you have wood floors or a washable surface, maybe wash the floors too. And now the decluttering starts. Step 6, start sorting. This is the challenging part, deciding what to keep and what to let go of. So get those boxes and that garbage bag up and set up stations around your room. And this is what the stations are going to look like. Your first station is for garbage. That's all the stuff that has seen its day, has holes that are broken, like those hangers that you pull too hard down on your clothes and they just snap. The second station are the items that you're either going to donate or try to sell. These are things in good condition, but you will probably never wear again. If it has tags and you have the time and energy to sell it, then you could do that too. You can even add a separate box for the items you're going to sell versus the ones you're going to donate. I don't have time to add another thing on my plate, but I did tell Ashley that if she has the motivation to post it and sell it, that she can keep the money. And it's a win-win because she gets the extra cash and I get the stuff out of my closet. Your next station is going to be your keep station. These are all the items that you're going to keep and that are going to go back in your closet. And this last station is a game changer. This is the I'm going to keep until station. And it's a storage bin. And what goes in it? All of those items that you haven't worn in the past year but are not quite ready to get rid of. You're going to put all those items in this box. And it's going to go away either in your attic, your basement, or if you have room under your bed, it can go there too. And if the time comes in the next 6 months to a year that you need something, you can pull that box out and get it. But you're going to do a check-in at 6 months and 1 year. And if you haven't touched those items, you're going to donate them. Now it's time to get to work. You're going to go through each item and ask yourself these questions, but don't second guess yourself. The more you let yourself think, the less you're going to get rid of. These are sub numbers, so if you are taking notes, make an indent so you don't get confused when we get to number 7. So the first question you're going to ask yourself is, does it still fit me? Now, if it doesn't fit you, but it's only a size or two away and you really have a health goal and are committed to lose weight and fit back into it, like in the next 6 months max, then it can go in the keep until box. And when you lose that weight, you go back to that box and it'll be amazing. Been there, done that. The second question is it in good condition? If the answer is no, it goes straight to that garbage pile. Number 3, have I worn it in the past year? If the answer is no, put it in that I'm keeping until pile. If it's a yes, then ask yourself, number 4, does it reflect my current style? I don't even know what my style is. I guess my current style is pretty much, does it fit me? And if the answer is no, put it in that donate pile. Number 5, do I feel confident when wearing it? The whole KonMari method. How does it make me feel? Does it spark joy? If the answer is no, either donate it or put it in that keep until pile. If the answer to all of these questions was yes, then congrats, it made it to the keep pile, which brings us to the fun part, organizing. And step 7. Now you're going to sort all of your keeps into categories or how you want them organized in your closet. Tops, bottoms, dresses, outerwear. This will help you see what you have and make it a lot easier to organize everything back into your closet. I have my closet in sections. My closet is a semi-walk-in, so I can walk into it and I have 3 walls of built-in. I would love to design it to meet my needs, but not an expense that is worth it, so I'm trying to work with what I have. I have a section for dresses, and then I have my dresses organized from casual to formal. I have a section for outerwear, and that's my jackets and my blazers, and my work stuff goes all the way at the end, kind of like in the back of my closet. And then I have a section for going out tops versus more casual day-to-day stuff. Some people organize by season, by color, by fabric. It's really whatever your preference is. And if you don't have the space, then it's more by season, and you might have to rotate clothes out of your closet by season. So it's really whatever makes sense for you and your space. Number 8, put it all away. Once you have your clothes organized into the categories you want, you could start putting them back in the closet. And if you have racks, you could actually put them on the racks and just move them around and organize as you go. It depends on the space you have. So it's whatever is easier for you. Another hack is to hang everything with the hangers backwards, so the hook part's facing out. And then anytime you wear something, you can turn that hanger the right way around. And in 6 months or a year from now, anything that still has a backwards hanger, you could donate because you never really wear it. I don't think I'm going to do that because having hangers facing different directions would probably make my eyes twitch. But if it wouldn't bother you, then totally go for it. Number 9, tackle the remaining piles. Throw the garbage in the garbage, either schedule a donation pickup, post it on your local Facebook community for free, or if you have those freestanding donation bins that are in random parking lots, you could just throw it in there too. If you want to sell items, take pictures while the clothes are on your bed and place them in a bag, then get to posting on those secondhand sites. I'm sure you have local Facebook groups that you can sell on, or you could use sites like Poshmark or ThredUp. And number 10, one of the hardest parts, maintain it. Don't let your closet get all messy again, and try to have the one in, one out rule that if you buy something new, you're letting something go. Unless after you purge, you realize you really don't have nice jeans that you fit in, or you need a few more tops to circulate in the mix, but keep it minimal. So those are my steps to clean out your closet, and I'll be going through this exact process in 2 weeks. I'll be posting pics in my Facebook community, and I want you to join in the challenge too. So to make it fun, if we get 5 or more people to join the challenge, you'll be entered into winning a free coaching session with me. So head on over to our Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and get in on the fun. Get that closet cleaned out, create a space that brings you joy, and take the stress out of getting dressed in the morning. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Career Life with Carrie Pat.